Still the same excitement. I'm really looking forward to the opening game. I'd much preferred it if it was a Saturday at 3 o'clock, but being a traditionalist, you know, people laugh at me, but you know, that's what I'd prefer. But no, looking forward to the game.
I know you're going to talk a lot about traditional values, and a lot of things have changed about the Premier League that you've worked in for so long, but I wonder if a lot of the traditional values that you would associate from right back at the start of your playing career still hold true underneath all that.
Well, for me, they do. Mm. You know, but I think that it's a different world we live in. Society has changed, and you have to change with it. But you know, there's values that they were good values then, and they're good values now, and that will never change.
The players still get them, Tony, is what I'm getting to.
Oh yeah, in abundance.
And I'm sure they're reminded of them. You made a reputation at Stoke for establishing them in the Premier League and keeping them there season after season. The last two seasons, you were the guy who came in and saved clubs.
Yeah.
What are you looking for now?
Well, I think the most important thing is going to be the next 3 weeks. I think looking at what we can bring in, if we can bring, you know, the players in that we're looking for to enhance us as a team and as a side, then we'll look forward to the season. If we don't, then you know, we'll assess it again. But, you know, we need to bring players in and we need to bring good players in. That's the difference. Clubs can buy, you know, 14, 15 players. Mm. But by buying those players doesn't mean they're going to be any good. What you've got to do, you've got to buy good players. Mm. And that the important thing is that people understand that and recognise that.
Are we talking a substantial change between now and the end of August?
Well, I'm hoping there'll be enough in there for people to say, yes, it's substantial.
And is that to achieve what? To achieve 17th place? No, or to achieve more than that?
To achieve the improvement that you hope that you can get year after year after year. You know, I personally think it's a season where if we could bring in the number of players I want to bring in, you know, next year we won't need as many. Mm. And the year after that, most probably not as many again. So, you know, but it has needed a change, and it does need a change, and we need to do it.
It's an odd business, though, having the window. If we're going to have transfer windows going on 3 weeks after the start of the season, you can't play.
Absolutely ridiculous. They should close it this week. It should be all closed so nobody can do any other business. To keep it going for 3 weeks after the season or a month after the season has started is ridiculous.
So has the club done all it can to do the business that you want in time?
No, because we haven't got all the ones we've won. No, the football club are working behind the scenes tirelessly to try and achieve, you know, and get the players in that we desperately want. So, you know, they're working hard behind the scenes.
It's a bit of a wake up for one or two of the players you've got here. If you're saying now at the start of the season we need more. If I'm one of those players in your squad at the moment, I'd be thinking I'm going to show
you. No, but we do. You know, I'm not saying it just for the sake of saying it. I'm saying it because I really believe that we need that. It's going to be a tough league this year. Mm. You know, more people have spent more money, especially you know lower down. So it's going to be a tough league.
Is Marshall, the goalkeeper, going to be one of these players? Do you think?
We'll have to wait and see.
Because you're quite well stocked with goalkeepers already.
No, actually, if Bo gets injured, then we haven't got another senior goalkeeper to play. So we're struggling.